Hello friends, we are learning this subject of customer-centric organization. We are on chapter 7, which is on outside-in value-based pricing. As I have told you earlier, customer-centric organizations puts customers at the center of everything and then they design themselves. So we started learning various marketing pieces. So earlier we have done a couple of marketing pieces. Today one of the pieces that is pricing related things we will study. So outside in value, so when you become customer centric, value in your pricing is a critical thing. So let's see the objective that we have set for ourselves. How much should you charge for your product? Should it be cost plus or should it be value driven? Outside in pricing approaches, seller's cost or customer's value. So that's also aspects. Why value based pricing, the power of value pricing and building of perceived value. So these are some of the things that we will cover besides when building value through differentiation. So role of price, product in marketing strategy, most dangerous pricing strategy and the few more insights about cost. So that's a overall understanding that we have to have. So introduction wise, pricing is such a strategy. That's the only thing that gets you the revenue. Rest is all cost. All other marketing piece are the cost. So this strategy requires you to answer at what price you will offer unit of product or unit of service. Price can be set to maximize profitability. So you should be able to garner pricing that will get you the maximum of a profit per unit that you sell. It can be used to define your existing market. Okay, defend your existing market. So pricing also should be competitive or like creating a wall for the new entrant to come in, because probably you have capitalized your various expenditure investments and you are therefore able to offer a price which customer competitor will not be, because he is a new, he has to still recover his cost, etc. So then you set the prices to defend new entrant. Business may benefit by lowering or raising the price. Now that depends on whether your product is elastic or inelastic to demand. Okay, depending on the need and behavior. Now this elasticity or inelasticity means the moment you change your price, the quantity differs or goes down. Increase the price, demand goes down. Then you are elastic, inelastic. COVID, price was 78 before COVID. Today, petrol is 110, but the consumption has already surpassed pre-COVID level. So that's inelastic. So that's what it's a behavior of the customer that determines. Finding the right pricing strategy, it is equally important because that's the source of revenue. Remember, the only source. So also the pricing model to be successful, it should strike the balance. Balance between what? So following things. Customer expectation of the quality. What is the customer expecting out of your product? Their quality expectations. The timelines. Is there anything to do with the timeline? The price, that actual cost that he pays vis-a-vis the other cost. And the service provider cost and operational efficiency. So how the service provider is going to give him a product plus service or a value, and then the efficiency thereof. So customer engagement may not be successful with only one type of pricing model every time that you deal with him. So that's also another aspect one need to understand. So how much should you charge? That's a mute question. How much should you charge? When setting your price, you must make sure that the price and the sales level you set will allow your business to be profitable. That's the first thing. You must garner more over the cost. Okay, you must also take into note of where your product or services stands when compared with the competition. So you are most preferred, you are compared equally, or you are considered poorer than the competition. So that's what one need to find out. So therefore, there are some guidelines that will help you. So these are those guidelines. One of them is the positioning. So it's like all about what positioning you pursued all along, what positioning you have managed to acquire, and whether your price is aligned with that. So the example given, the discount store, which is always on discount, will look forward to a very moderate or mediocre positioning. Okay, and therefore the prices are always of a level where customer will ask him even if he's 1 rupee, 2 rupee more, because customer knows that when he comes here, he gets discounted price, which is not the case with the company which has pursued the excellence, pursued premium positioning, pricing, then they will command. So like you hide sign leather bags vis-a-vis what you see in Dharavi, others. So that's also the positioning. They are like more me too. They are like stiffly competing with each other versus this person creates that brand image high. And they, of course, they take care of manufacturing and all, but they perceptionally created a differentiation. So people pay more for that product. So that's what, you know, what positioning you are pursuing. Then comes the demand curve. The demand curve is nothing but it tells you that effect of price on a demand. So you have to research that. But that research is finding out what? Sensitivity to the price. So that is the elasticity, as they say. So the moment you increase your price by 10 rupees, at what level your sales go down or go up? So that's what, if they go down, it is sensitive to the price rise. That means it is elastic. But if they do not, and if your consumption increases, the customers are inelastic to your price change. So that's what one need to find out. So demand curve is also telling you at what price, what volume can you expect. So research agency help you with this. So at, if you price X plus something, what demand will you get? If you price X, what demand? If you price X minus something, what demand you will get? So that's about demand curve. The cost. So you have to be able to calculate cost, because as we said earlier, at least make profit. That is something more than the cost. So calculate the cost again as a component like fixed cost, variable cost, marginal cost, etc. So you must be able to know this. But essentially, as they say, the equation is very clear. Revenue minus cost of goods sold is equal to gross profit. And gross profit minus other overhead costs gives you the net profit. So you need to be constantly evaluating what is cost of your goods sold and does it cover overheads, because after the cost of goods sold, I'm getting a gross profit. So if my revenue is 100, my cost of goods sold is say 60 rupees, so I get a gross profit of 40, but my overheads are more than rupees 40, then I'm not recovering. So what will happen? 40 minus 50, I'll be negative 10. But if my overheads are just 10 rupees, then 40 minus 10, 30 rupees will be my net profit. So this is what one need to understand. Environmental factors, friends. What is surrounding environment within the industry, outside the industry? A recession hits all the industry. So your industry cannot be insulated. So if overall all round is a negativity, the other aspects, are there any compelling reservations, compelling body? Like COVID came, so government has issued a directive of what will be the price of PPT kit. Otherwise, it was initially phenomenally high. So likewise, various medicines linked to COVID and all, government put a maximum price, MRP. So you will be driven by that. So what are those environmental factors? Also, what possible actions might your competitor take? So environmentally, whether competitor will retaliate, competition will move on, competition will come out with other pricing proposition, what? Competition may not discount, but they create a higher value. They also have a right to do that. And then therefore, your value creation may sound little timid vis-a-vis them. So that's an environmental factor. So what we understood is, how much should you charge? So under that, various things that determine. So some learning principles I was trying to teach you. So let's try and understand the pricing approaches, seller's cost or customer's benefit. Now, here onwards, we'll be looking at various variations in the pricing strategies, etc. But essentially, price means what? It's the value that a customer places on what he exchanges it for. Now, something of value means something that gives him a satisfaction, provides him the desired utility, which may be out of certain tangible aspects, functionality, etc., or intangible, that is the prestige or the social stature he gets it. The configuration includes three complementary models. The configuration of pricing approach broadly has three models: customer value in exchange, customer value in built up, and customer value dynamics. So customer value in exchange, customer value built up, and customer value dynamics. So this value in exchange means, what are you exchanging it for? So are you creating a better perceived value with a lower perceived cost? So he gets that total benefit. Customer value built up means how are you building it up? So one approach is reduce the cost, which could be physical, which could be inconvenience that that he has to go through while taking your product or services, etc. And the third is the value dynamics as to how various things dynamically changes when the prices are increased or prices are decreased or there are some external environmental aspects, etc. So we learned this particular model now. So this is a framework. Now, though it may sound very complicated, there are various axes on which certain things are mentioned. So view of relationship. So that's the first view, more as a transaction. So the transaction buyer we learned, more as an interaction. There is a relationship buyer that we learned. So low and high relationship. Customer benefit, mainly tangible. So it's a very short-lived, very, very low benefit. Mainly intangible. That's the value that he is looking at. View of customer. So from customer side, or rather, how do you see the customer? So more as a consumer, more as a person. So here is a transactional again more. Here is a relation, loyalty, etc. And customer need, mostly utilitarian need and mostly psychic need. So now this is an arrow which represents all the four. This arrow here means customer benefit is mainly looking at tangible benefit. He's a transaction guy. He is more utility, oriented, while he is less on psychic, this thing. And he is less, he's more of a consumer and not of a long-term customer. So there, you know, the thing is functionality. Your pricing tactics or strategy is functionality. As you move on, the value starts building up. You are offering him a solution. As you further move on, you are offering him an experience, living through, okay? And then he picks it up where you are offering him living for, yeah? He becomes so related, so loyal to you, as if like, he cannot survive without you being there. So that's the price value built up that happens. So this is one of that understanding of seller's cost or customer's benefit. So as you see that, always go for the customer benefit because you are able to get more value added there. Okay, so that's what one has to understand. So now we actually understand the pricing approaches or pricing strategies. So there are three essentially: cost-based, customer-based, and competitor-based. Cost-based pricing is all about, it is determined with the profit that you are aiming at over and above the cost that you are spending. So cost of making plus profit is a cost-based pricing approach. Profit can be either in the form of a percentage to the total cost, or it could be the fixed amount that you want to recover per unit. Customer value-based pricing or customer-based pricing, it is nothing but the value where prices are determined by what a firm believes customers will be prepared to pay. Now, what a firm believes is the firm's own perception about the value that they have created for the customer. So that what can they extract from the customer? They have to also see customer's reaction to that. Customer-based pricing, however, that's a seller's side of you. And the competitor-based pricing, where competitors' prices are the main influencer on the price. So they are many times act as a villain. So like you think you can extract so much, but they come and price themselves at a place which may compel you to backtrack your earlier strategy. So that's what cost-based, customer-based, and competition-based. So understanding cost-based further, a customer value perception set the price ceiling. So it's a cost-based pricing, customer value perception. So what customer values you, what is he getting out of it? What is the value that for money that is getting? That's a ceiling. Okay, that's the maximum that you can charge. Cost sets the floor price. So cost-based pricing is a floor-based price, absolutely the lowest. Cost-based pricing involves setting the prices based on the cost of production and cost of distribution, selling the cost, etc. And then putting a fixed rate of return or fixed amount of return. I've just earlier mentioned. So your cost of production, when you say, that's the entire the manufacturing side cost, then comes the marketing, then comes the selling side, etc. All put together, On top of it, if suppose 100 is your cost, then you either have a choice of adding 25 rupees fixed across all the units, or you may say that I will want to earn 20% of my cost. So if your cost is say 110 or 90, you will calculate 20% over it and then add to that to recover and declare your price. Company's cost may be an important element in the pricing strategy. Now, this cost which you said, some companies are more productive, so their cost per unit is low. So you see that cost-based pricing is also not an assurance of being competitive. The main advantage of the cost-based pricing is that selling price are relatively easy to calculate, but selling price may not be competitive because that depends on the productivity of the competition versus you. Customer-based pricing, in this case, the firm first sets up its customers to, you know, determine how much each are willing to pay. So there are each segments that the customer, the company knows about itself, that this product is going to which segment, this product is going to which segment, product Z going to which segment. They understand the segment, they understand the segment's likes, dislikes, what the segment value, etc. What are they exchanging with you and what benefit did they gain out of dealing with you, etc. So customer-based pricing gives the company the flexibility to charge different prices to different segments, okay, based on the size of the market, based on the preference, based on your stature in the market and customer's ability to pay. And theoretically, the firm can achieve a higher volume of sale as the best possible margin. So theoretically, this pricing allows you to sell not only more but recover better margin. Coming to penetration pricing, you can often see, now this is another pricing strategy. This you can probably say linked to the customer-based pricing. So penetration pricing is your target pricing, you know, the pricing that you are going to launch it to get the desired acceptance among your customers. So many times you see this kind of an offer, special introductory offer, etc. The classic sign of a penetrating pricing strategy that they are adopting it. They want to attract certain set of customers into their fold. They want to attract or make certain set of customers try their product, etc. Penetration pricing is a pricing technique of setting a relatively low initial entry price, usually lower than even intended established price that you would recover later on once established. Okay, this is essentially done to attract new customers. New customers means totally a new segment, or those who are sitting on fence, competitor customers to your side, or those who have never tried your product. Is to encourage customers to switch to the new product because of the lower price, or your product, so to say, if you replace the word new. And most commonly associated with the marketing objectives of increasing share. It is done essentially to capture more share or sales volume, to garner more volume. That's the penetration pricing. Price skimming, it is generally done, skimming as they say, generally done where you enter with a very high price. Okay, you enter with a very high price, two reasons. Either you have a technologically far more superior product and competition is not ready, so they are going to take time. This is often used for the launch of a new product where there is absolutely no competition at all, usually due to some technology feature that you have introduced which stands you apart. And that will get those early adopters. There are kind of customers linked to the new product introductions. So there are early adopters, starters, then there are those late adopters, and then laggards. And this kind of categorization is there. Early adopters are the one who want to come in. There are innovators before them. Innovators are irrespective of what your product is. They think they know so much about you that they want to grab that first set. Looking at their success, early adopters are the first mover. They come in large number. So that's where point is, like, can you skim the market and thereby recover majority of your investment, etc. Good example of price skimming includes innovative electronic products such as iPad, often introduces with the price skimming, or Sony PlayStation when they came in, etc. Price skimming is a strategy, okay, which will not last long because it depends on how soon your competition comes in with what additional value benefit that they come in. So it's a strategy which may probably for a shorter duration of a time. So you need to know how much you can scheme and customers' willingness to pay. Distribution can also be a challenge for such a innovative new product because they need to first accept. Okay, it's necessary for the retailer to get the higher margin. So they will also want a better earning ability when you are introducing. They are also taking a risk, right? They need to stock your product. So giving them a better margin, which you can do it by doing a right scheming strategy. So they are also encouraged to keep your product. So that's on the pricing scheming, loss leaders. So these are those typically you sell something on a loss, but they are the one who can bring more footfalls or more customer consideration about your other products. So an intended strategy adopted by companies which produces or sells multiple product to sell one product at a low price and compensate the loss by other products. So they have a range of other products. They identify one product which from the customer point of view may be utilitarian for him, or the introductory price or the price that you charge are very attractive for them. You may be incurring a loss, but looking at that, customer comes to you and customer ends up buying probably other products as well. So departmental stores announces Tur Dal at a say rupees 100 per kg instead of 190. This will attract more customers, and when they come there, they will buy also other grains and other stuffs from you. So that's a loss leader. Invitation price, in other words, you can say, for example, printer and cartridge. In this case, the firm charges low price for the goods which is durable and has a high value and high price for product which are consumables and has a low value, hence the recurring demand. So what happens, they may introduce printer at a marginal cost or marginal profit, but they know that those who buy that printer will have to buy only your cartridge. Now that cartridge by and large in terms of printer value versus this will be of a insignificant value, but for you it may be getting you better margin because you are able to sell it at a higher price. So that's also one aspect. So predatory pricing, as it says, attacking or a kind of following the competition and then attack. With predatory pricing, prices are deliberately set very low by a dominant competitor in the market in order to restrict or prevent competition. So they do this to threaten, or they do this to give a signal to others that it is risky to enter this pricing. They create that signal where they mention to them directly, indirectly, so called, that if you run in with us, you know, we are there to make a prey of you, and we are there to kill you. And the price set might even be free or lead to losses by the predator. So they may do this to constantly create a barrier for the new entrant to consider entering your segment. Psychological pricing. It's always very ambiguous, but always very amusing. I have started learning about this right from the days when Bata used to charge things like 99 rupees or 199. They used to have those kind of thing. But psychologists have verified that the barrier, if you cross, the consideration for purchase gets influenced. So if for the same product, if you say 1001, there may be few dropouts vis-a-vis if you say 999, because the barrier of this product is 1000 rupees and more. It's like, then this is not say worth it. But when you say 999, it is 900. So it is in. So that's what psychologists have determined, that it does play the role. So many industry use this strategy, psychological pricing. The aim of psychological pricing is to make the customer believe that product is cheaper than what it really is. Pricing is the way intended to attract customers who are looking for value. It also conveys, you know, the psychological pricing also conveys better value, more value, or rather than, you know, so when you talk about 999 versus what you get, what if you say 1100 versus this thing. So value perception also improves with the psychological pricing. Competitor based pricing, that's another strategy. So earlier that we have understood was a customer based strategy. We understood what it is, We understood various pricing under that. I am purposely going behind. So we started with cost based, we came to consumer based or a customer based pricing. In that we understood various pricing strategy, penetration, price skimming, loss leader and predatory pricing and psychological pricing. Now we enter what you call competitor based pricing. They set the ceiling. Okay, if there is strong competition in the market, customers are faced with the choice of whom to buy. That itself is a barrier for the supplier to be indiscriminate with their pricing. They may buy from the cheapest provider, okay, perhaps from the one which offers the best customer service. So then when they go to somebody, price is of a consideration versus what additional thing that he is looking out, and if that is offered by that other maker, he will want to buy from them. So customer service, and he knows that he is also equally good in customer service. But customers will certainly be mindful of what is a reasonable or a normal price in the market. So when they are benefiting by competitor coming in and declaring a specific price, however, the silver lining for the other is customers are well aware about what may be the normal price or what may be the price at which their perception of getting a quality product diminishes. So then you may be at a disadvantage if you resort to competition-based pricing. So that's what it is, also a choice. So most firms in the competitor market do not have sufficient power to be able to set prices above their competitor. So they become a going rate player. So again, in every market, there will be one dominant player or two dominant players, the others are followers. So whatever price in a competitor-based scenario, whatever price that the competitive leader puts it up, others will follow. Now, if the leader increases the price by 8%, others also will increase the price by 8%. Though a leader may be able to charge for a 1,000-kilometer trip, say 10,000 rupees, the other may be able to charge only half of it. But if the leader increases the price by 8%, they will also increase the price by 8%. So that's what competition-based pricing. An advantage of this pricing is not a competitive pricing is not be at the competitive disadvantage. You need not be, while you practice a competitive-based pricing, you need not be at a disadvantage side. Business has to use non-price method to compete. So for example, providing distinct customer service or a better availability or a better facilities or a better customer support. So somehow you can minimize or mitigate the difference in the mind of the consumer by creating a awareness about what more are you providing. So that's the competitor based pricing. Why value based pricing? So why value based pricing? So that's a value-based pricing. When I say it, more relates with not cost but the customer-based pricing. So that's where the value creation comes. Knowing the difference between the cost and the value will help you to increase profitability. So let's see that the cost of your product or service is the amount you spend to produce it. So that's the cost. How much you have to invest to produce that. The price is your financial reward for providing that product and the service. The value is what your customer believes in your product and service is worth exchanging it for. So one end, the cost, that is the amount that you spend to develop and produce. The other end, pricing that you are going to charge, is your financial reward. The third point, what it says is, the value is from the eyes of the beholder, that is the customer, who has to believe that what is a worthwhile price to pay you, what is it worthwhile to pay you. So that's what is the significance of cost versus value. Pricing should be in line with the value that you create, the value benefit that you offer, okay, to the end customer. Also, you have to bear in mind the price is a price your competition charges. Now, competition may or may not be offering that, but while you create a pricing, and if you are trying to think of a value-based pricing, you have to certainly keep in mind the competitive pricing and their competitive pricing strategy. So that's what, knowing the difference between the cost and the value can increase profitability. So we learn few things, how that difference and your ability to create value, differentiate value and extract value will give you the profitability. Second is to maximize your profitability, find out. So why value-based pricing? We first studied knowing the difference between the cost and the value to increase profitability. Now, how do you maximize the profitability? What benefit your customers gain from using your product or service vis-a-vis competition? So what more will they get? The criteria your customers use while buying, while taking a buying decision. So what is it that they value? The speed of delivery or a convenience or a reliability, what is it? What value your customer place on receiving the benefit that you provide? So what is the value that they attach it to it? You may say that, you know, we deliver application in 48 hours, etc. But if those students who are very systematic and they always apply well in time, so for them the value may not be so this thing. It's the probably the late guy who will then look for somebody who can deliver it in time. Whenever possible, set prices that reflect the value that you provide, not just the cost. So you set up prices mindful of what will be perceived by customer as a value for which he is willing to exchange. So once you know that, then you can set your value-based pricing. So why value-based pricing? Two aspects we have learnt. Moving further, detailed analysis of a consumption behavior. Now, consumption behavior are the fundamental basis for creating superior value. Now, if you know what your customer use, when he use, how he use, the frequency of use, etc. Now, once you analyze this consumption behavior, then you are in a much better position to create a superior value for the customers. They maintain that marketing strategy should be planned and implemented in terms of customers' needs and behavior pattern. So what it says, your entire marketing approach, go-to-market or, you know, your regular marketing approach should be such that it first links with the need and his link need-based behavioral patterns. So that's one need to clearly understand. Also, the core element of an effective marketing plan is to think in terms of consumption system in which the product plays a part. So whole consumption system as to what is it this product is consumed for and what this product consumption adds to. So adds to the utility or adds to the extra this benefit that the customer will get. So that's the entire bandwidth on the why value-based pricing. Here, pictorially, it is kind of represented that what quadrant does the value-based price come. So what it says, the lower the cost you keep, and higher value you deliver, customer will want to be there with you. But if your cost to deliver the value, if you have to charge more, then you are not actually doing a value-based pricing. After you know this perceived benefit minus cost equal to value, now you try to reduce cost or increase the perception of the value. But perception of the value will increase one side the cost if you reduce. So that's what this overall graphical representation is all about. Consumption values, that's another section now that we enter into. So what is consumption values? It is a subjective belief about desirable ways to attain personal values, desirable way to attain personal values. So consumption values is a subjective belief where the desire, okay, it's all about the desirability, desirable ways to attain personal values. How will you create your consumption in such a way that it adds to your personal value? People achieve personal values or goals through actions and activities such as social interaction, economic exchange, possessing goods, you know, which are of a high brand, and consumption of only select items, etc. They just say, I don't eat anything other than. So all those are the aspects which are linked to the value. According to mean and end chain models of consumer product knowledge, people may have ideas and preferences about various actions that can help them to achieve personal values that will give them that desired personal value that they want to have or demonstrate. Therefore, relative to personal values, consumption values are instrumental in nature. So, how do you create superiority of a personal value. So that's a relative. It's a personal value. If you are getting more, the consumption value will remain lower, and that will create additional belief about getting more from you. So we are understanding consumer value in perspective. As a consumer value also looks at commonality of the utility. Now the person is trying to achieve his personal values. While doing that, he also keeps in mind his social areas in place. So setting the stage for social role means he also wants you as a manufacturer supplier to play that role, which allows him to play his social side. So environment friendly products, etc. So that's what this slide is trying to give you a perspective. So customer finally will obtain satisfaction holistically from the related consumption, okay, activity that he does with your product, which is a set of constellation of your product that gives him personal value, and it also gives him the consumption value. So that's the meaning. What I'm going to explain you is the total user cost. So that's what one is to understand. Because in the perceived benefit analysis, that value analysis, we said perceived benefit minus cost equal to value. So there are costs are of three types: search cost, purchase and service encounter cost, post purchase cost. Now if you see, the search costs are obvious, includes all categories of search, you know, whichever route by which. Then comes the purchase and service encounter. This is where actual service encounter is happening. Now their customer pays five kinds of cost: money, actual money for your product or the service, however, to come to you or to find you, he has spent time searching you, or he has spent time reaching your service factory, physical efforts. So for doing all these things, what is an effort that he puts in? Psychological burden, that he may be having certain things about you being either at a far, or you will you provide him the expected service this time. So those kind of aspects, and sensory burdens are these five senses that we have. Will that be put under kind of a stress, and will that be accounted for? Money value or monetary costs are essentially the price of the purchase. That is, you charge, say, for beauty treatment 500 rupees, or say your product is so much. So the operating cost, how much you have to use it, how much you have to spend to keep it using it. So for generators, etc., or incidental expenditure. So what are those additional incidental expenditure that he might have to incur once in a while? It may be post-purchase costs are necessary follow-up and problem solving. Necessary follow-ups are after he gets into consuming your product or the service, what are the necessary periodic interval at which he has to refer it back to you so that you can service the product, or you can provide him that additional service or the desired service. So every 5000 kilometer top up or this thing, or you know, take get the car to the servicing, etc. And the problem solving, what will that cost be? Because many times only the labor is free, but the other things are charged. So problem solving. So that's a total user cost perspective for you. Perceived benefit minus perceived cost, that's the total user cost equal to the value that the customer looks into you. So as we are understanding, outside in is, you try to see that every time there's a customer keeps seeing a value in what you are offering. So cost-centric approach in the customer-centric organization, it requires a complete orientation to fulfill the need of the customer and expectation in every regard. This brings value to the customer. Customer will start feeling that you are offering something more. However, the organization cannot exchange the value. If you are unable to recover, you are able to invest and you have created value, but you are not able to exchange that in terms of the price that you should charge to recover your additional investment, time, labor behind it, then your profitability may be affected, or your existence itself may be questionable, or you will be in doubt. Thank you.